Oh, we got an email question at gardeningsouthtexas@yahoo.com from Lynn Parsons. Lynn Parsons. Well, I'll just give his first name.
Oh, yeah. You know, you might embarrass him.
I know. Lynn writes us, and he wants to know.
From where is he from?
Doesn't say. We should have a...
Bellefontaine. Yeah, you got to put that...
we got to figure it out. I'm telling you, this is just a test.
Bellefontaine, Ohio.
What is the geologic explanation for why a certain region has acidic soil, while another region or part of the country has alkaline soil?
Did you write him what I told you to write
him? I did. He hasn't written back yet.
Oh, what did you write him back, man?
I wrote him, Lynn, Jerry says to, Jerry wants to know if you've ever noticed how easy it was to delete these questions. For example,
Anyway, Calvin and I have conferred on this, and we think it's because of the parent material that the soil and everything is formed from. And I mean the original kind of rock, for instance, all over this area of the state and the area where you have calcium rock formations, all the soil material that come, of course, sure, you know, soil comes from rocks. You know that?
No. That's fascinating.
And so then all the soil formation from a calcium formation would be alkaline, and then when you get into the red sands, I guess that's granite or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the parent material of red sand is. Of course, Lynn remembers in Tennessee and Arkansas and all that, you can get into areas of red sand, those pits that they mine it out of, and it's mostly acidic. So that's kind of an answer, and if he doesn't like it, we'll delete. No, we'll tell him that he ought to know that on our website, two questions is pushing it.
Yeah.
Three is not tolerated.
And, of course, a lot of modifying influences, how much moisture you have, whether you're laying down organic material century after century, and you get the more severe situations where there's not a lot of organic material laid down.